Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 14th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 5¾ cents at 601. September wheat down 15¾ cents at 795. And November beans down 8½ cents at 1341. Really kind of a strange, volatile day here today. The wheat opened up a little bit higher here after being pretty strong overnight. The export sales we talked about this morning were big, 1.02, and it was fairly varied in who took it all. 265 to China, 148 to Korea, 91 to Mexico, 70 to Guatemala. So it was a nice chunk of business all the way around there. So that was a bit friendly, and maybe one of the reasons the wheat opened up higher here. I think also the higher opening was due to the Russians coming out and saying some elements are settled in this negotiation with Ukraine. I took it to mean that some are settled, but some aren't settled either. And I think that may have put some of the strength in the wheat early on. Now, they claim there's progress being made and that they should sign this thing next week. We'll have to see. The bearish feature was the dollar. It closed up a new contract high close. It was up 63 ticks at 108.39. Not quite as strong as it was. That was almost 70, 80 points off its highs. We got up to 109.14 and then broke off of that as the crude oil rallied. The crude oil is now up $6 a barrel off its lows. It was down to 90.56 this morning. It got right now it's at 96.74. It's up 44 cents. It's about 25 off its highs now. So I think the higher crude might have pushed the dollar off its highs out there today. The Dow Jones has also rallied. It rallied about 500 points off its lows. It's now down 187 at 30,584. It's been 70 higher. It's been 400 lower. So really kind of a wild day here today. Corn finished higher, I think, as much off the weather as anything else. You know, it's still hot and dry in the western part of the Corn Belt. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska all staying pretty hot and dry. The eastern Corn Belt looks like it's in pretty good shape. The center of the country looks not too bad out here. So, you know, there are going to be some problems out west, but will it be offset by what's happening in the east? We'll have to see out here. The fact that the Dow Jones came back and the crude oil came back might lead us to some higher openings tomorrow. The market has in the back of its head that we could be heading into a recession around the world, and I frankly don't doubt that for a minute. But overall, it's going to be a case of how bad the weather is. If they change the weather in the western part of the Corn Belt and put in some rain, you know, I have no idea what the funds are doing long here. They should be short. We've crossed over all the moving averages, closed several days now under the moving, all of the moving averages. I don't know what they're waiting for. The beans, today we did get the crossover of the 10-day to the 200. That's usually not a good sign. So, you know, I think we've got more troubles out here ahead. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.